Hare Krishna. Meditation for today. We're getting ready to head out to the airport from Delhi and then on to Dubai. And that is some thoughts on the nature of bhakti or the type of devotional service that we practice. Although the physical activities or external activities of devotional service may sometimes appear to be the same, or we may be doing the same activity, but according to how they're done, the consciousness with which they're done, a different result is obtained. The same result is not the same. Now these divisions Jiva Goswami gives us these three divisions of bhakti, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and Acharyas also elaborate on these and reiterate them. I've described them in Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani. And the three types of devotional service is called Arupa Siddha Bhakti, Sangha Siddha Bhakti, and Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Arupa means imposition. And here the word siddha means not that you're attaining perfection, but it means the practice or the accomplishment of a certain type of devotion. I remember quite some time ago with Gopi Puranadhan Prabhu, we were sort of contemplating on why this word siddha is being used, and he said, no, it does not mean perfection, it means accomplishment. So doing a type of bhakti. Arupa means imposition. It means that when either Krishna or the devotee imposes bhakti on a certain activity. Here's an example. A mouse runs around the altar in the temple room. Now, we don't want mice in the temple, what to speak of in the deity room, but still the mice runs around the temple. He doesn't have any bhakti. He's there getting away from the pujari. But nonetheless, he's performing an activity that in principle is bhakti, which is circumambulation. So because he's performing circumambulation, therefore arupa siddha, that is imposed, devotion is imposed, and he gets some benefit. Once the pujari catches him, throws him out the temple, and a cat catches him on the street, that mouse, for having circumambulated the Lord, will most likely take a human form of life and continue devotional service. Or some other, he can go back to Godhead by that activity, but that's the extraordinary mercy that's shown by bhakti, not necessarily the general case. So in any case, he's doing something that he has no intention of circumambulating the Lord. He's just running around. But still, it's called arupa. Or sometimes when, for instance, devotees have some idea that they're performing devotional activity or they're devotionalizing something, as very often is the case, people who are working outside say, I'm working for Krishna. Are you giving any of the results of your activity? Are you giving money to Krishna? I said, no, but I'm just working. I'm just thinking I'm working for Krishna. Well, how does that work for Krishna? You're working for some non-devotee in a factory. They're making money. They're exploiting the earth's resources. Krishna is not benefiting from anyone, but the person has this idea, and he's thinking of Krishna. Thinking that it has some spiritual benefit, and maybe thinking I'm doing this for Krishna, although in fact there's no devotion involved. So, arupa. Sangha Siddha, that by association we perform a certain activity, or that we don't really have devotion, but we're associated and take up those activities voluntarily. So accepting a spiritual master, getting up in the morning, going to the morning program. I don't really want to do these things. I'm not doing this out of a natural, spontaneous desire. I don't have real devotion, but I'm doing it because it's part of my culture, because my parents sent me, because I know that it's the right thing, but not because I want to actually please Krishna, because that's what bhakti is. Anukuryena Krishna Anushilanam. It's not like I'm doing these to please Krishna. So that's called Arupa Sangha Bhakti. Or, for instance, another example of this, unfortunately, that you see, say sometimes devotees are driving cars and chanting japa. So they're chanting japa and they're driving the car at the same time. And they think that this is bhakti or devotional service. Well, it's not really devotional service. Your attention is on driving a car, at least it should be. And while one can sing the Hare Krishna mantra at any time, but chanting the mantra, japa, is a different thing. So this is, again, bhakti is associated with some other type of activity. It's just being done as an ancillary thing. I'm doing it because I need to get my rounds done, otherwise I don't. But you don't get the real benefit. This becomes nama parad, bahujan makoti shavana ketana. And if you continue like this, it may take lifetimes coming to the stage of pure devotional service, which is the only thing that can actually give us perfection. Which is the only thing that can actually take us back home, back to Godhead. And that is called Swarup Siddhi Bhakti. Swarup Siddhi Bhakti means that one actually has devotion, one is absorbed in those activities. A devotee is sitting in the temple room chanting japa, chanting 16 rounds together with the Vaishnavas, with the idea of glorifying Krishna, purifying his heart, and attaining bhava, attaining pure devotional service. So Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Bhakti in its full form, it's not just externally being practiced, but devotion is also manifest within the heart of the devotee. And of those bhaktis, there are, of course, two different types, that is motivated and unmotivated, or pure, hoitaki and ahoitaki, so cheating and not cheating. When it's karma jnana, one wants some material result, one does something for liberation or freedom from material suffering, then these are also, again, not in their pure form. So yatyara lakshanam proktam, everything should be determined by its lakshana, and we should see that according to a certain type of activity you get a different result, and according to the result you have to perform a corresponding activity. Therefore we need to concentrate on performing Swarup Siddhi Bhakti and not get tricked by our mind into thinking that any old way that we perform that activity will all give the same result. Hare Krishna.